This is my commentary on the passage that we just read on page 92. I chose this passage because observing Lorelai's behavior, how she interacts with people, presents herself, and comments on this behavior, gives the reader insight into her character. The thoughts about Lorelai that I got from this passage helped me understand the purpose of Luce's choice of using Lorelai as the heroine of her story. First, let's look at the part where Lorelai decides to tell Mr. Spofford about her past. She chooses to do this because Miss Chapman has been telling Mr. Spofford's mother stories about Lorelai that would make Lorelai look bad in the eyes of Mr. Spofford and his mother. I think it is interesting to talk about Lorelai's decision to take control of this potentially dangerous situation and make a preemptive strike by revealing her less-than-perfect past. I think this choice shows her flexibility as a character, which is one of the reasons she is able to survive all of her crazy exploits. Lorelai is not afraid to temporize through her ever-changing circumstances and manipulate them so she comes out looking good. By telling Mr. Spofford about her wicked past in a seemingly voluntary manner, Lorelai presents herself as the kind of woman Mr. Spofford would want, that is, a true reformer who has nothing to hide. And of course, the irony is that this is the exact opposite of the truth. In addition, the way in which she discusses her past is very interesting. She plays to Mr. Spofford's weaknesses, religion and his need to feel magnanimous and inspiring, by claiming that after being taken advantage of, she finally got reformed by reading all about him. Her ability to use Mr. Spofford's weaknesses allows her to use something potentially harmful as a way to appear even more desirable to him. Another wonderful piece of irony in this scene is that a so-called reformed girl and Christian Science, like Lorelai, does not know who Mary Magdalene is and misspells the name on page 93. This illustrates how far Lorelai actually is from the story she presents to Mr. Spofford. Her unconsciousness of this contradiction makes Lorelai all the more delightful in her utter conviction that she is right, and leads me to question, how much does Lorelai believe in her stories? Is she consciously lying, or has she convinced herself of these alternative versions? Another interesting section to consider is Lorelai's interaction with Mr. Spofford's mother, which Lorelai earns only through her confession to Mr. Spofford. Lorelai is aware that she is performing, and carefully directs the scene, which is clear in her choice of a private room and modest outfit, but she never admits outright that she is trying to deceive Mrs. Spofford. Rather, she lets her desire guide her so that her need to win Mrs. Spofford's approval becomes a justifiable motivation for any dishonest actions. When Mrs. Spofford negatively reacts to Lorelai's clothes and says that Miss Chapman claims that Lorelai is not old-fashioned, Lorelai quickly responds, "But I told her that I was so old-fashioned that I was always full of respect for all of my elders, and I would not dare to tell them anything they ought to do, like Miss Chapman seems to tell her everything she ought to do, for instance." Lorelai's remark is clever. She maintains her modest demeanor, uses logic to present herself in a better light, without directly insulting Miss Chapman, and even manages to compliment Mrs. Spofford. Here we again see that Lorelai is quick to observe people's weaknesses that she can use to her advantage. For example, Lorelai uses Mrs. Spofford's vanity and boredom against her when she supplies her with the champagne and says that Miss Chapman is jealous of Mrs. Spofford's good looks. Looking at the illustration on page 94, I think we can safely assume that Lorelai is lying about Mrs. Spofford's supposed beauty, and surely Christian scientists do not actually promote drunkenness as good. However, Lorelai's lies and the champagne cheer up Mrs. Spofford, who before seemed to be a bitter, joyless woman. We learn that Mrs. Spofford says that Lorelai was really the most sunshine that she had ever had in all her life, and when Henry came back to take his mother up to her room, she did not want to go. Lorelai's actions, no matter how self-centered and selfish, do seem to have a positive effect on other people. Furthermore, Lorelai manages to restrain herself from bobbing Mrs. Spofford's hair, even though it would allow Mrs. Spofford to wear the new pretty hats. Lorelai says she stops because, "I thought I had done enough to her for one day." This comment illustrates that Lorelai is consciously aware of her manipulative actions and knows how to quit while she is ahead. Perhaps a more sober Mrs. Spofford would not like bobbed hair. Because we as the reader have just seen that Lorelai's actions have actually helped someone, I wonder if we are supposed to judge her less harshly, even though she freely admits her conscious manipulation. My question is, how can we use Lorelai's example of selfish actions helping others in forming an opinion about her character, Luce's idea of a heroine, and her own ideas about perfect people or behavior? One of the interesting things we can learn from this passage is that Lorelai avoids direct confrontation and instead preemptively manipulates situations so that she can work on them to her advantage. This is initially shown in her decision to talk to Mr. Spofford about her past before he brings up any slander from Miss Chapman. In addition, at the end of the passage, Lorelai is planning to talk to Mr. Eisman about leaving Vienna for Budapest, so she will not have to handle Henry's marriage proposal in person. Although it seems strange that Lorelai would consciously avoid getting what she apparently wants, a rich husband, Lorelai's flight seems to follow her pattern of avoiding direct confrontation and constantly flitting from man to man until she figures out which one will actually give her what she wants. Lorelai's constant search for the perfect man seems to be the key to her character. It is obviously It is obvious from her escape from Mr. Spofford that she is not the kind of gold digger who is simply going to marry the first rich man who gives her presents or proposes. Therefore, my questions are this. What does Lorelai actually want? Does she simply want material gain, or is she also searching for something more that she is unconsciously aware that Henry Spofford cannot give her? Looking at the letter from June 1st on page 97 gives us an interesting insight to Lorelai's character that is important to consider. In addition, remember my two previous questions. How should we judge Lorelai, or should we at all, based on her apparent belief in her own alternative versions of the truth, and her interesting ability to actually help people through her seemingly selfish actions? Other examples of Lorelai helping people can be found in her interactions with Robert and Louis, especially on page 72, and her effect on Henry Spofford's family at the end of the book, starting on page 120.